Mishnah says, the Mishnah lists off all the different batiginim. So the Beznav 3 for Didi Maminus, a Beznav 23, a Beznav 357 for Ibra Hashana, then Smicha Tekla Roof, a Beznav 3 or 5, Machlaikis, Beznav for Smicha ordination is 3, Arifa Tekla Bishlosha Dibreb Shimab Yurema Bahamisha, Machlaikis Atanoim, how big a Beznav you need for Arifa Tekla Roof? What do they do for the Arifa Tekla Roof? What do they do? They do the Arifa. So the Tata says, now they don't do the Arifa. The Arifa is done by the local Bezn. The Bezn of 3 or 5 members from the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Sanhedrin Gedolah has sent the 3 or 5 members, Makleks Abir Reb Shimon, to do the Medida. The Chumash says, Ki Matze Chol Badom. You find that someone was murdered in Eretz Yisrael. So you have to measure from the dead body. You're not allowed to bury the body. It may take a week or two till you notify the Bezn. They didn't have cell phones. May take a long time till they notify the Bez Nagoro. So they're supposed to leave the body there. And then the 3 or 5 members of the Bez Nagoro come to measure to the closest cities to determine, to establish which is the closest city, that's Chayiv and Egla Rufo. And then after you do the Medida, then you bury the mace. That's how the Rambam writes. The Rambam Hilchas Retzeach is basing everything on Perik Egla Rufo in the end of Masechet Soito. And then the Bezna of the city has to bring the Egla Rufo. How big a bezn? The mission says, when they measure to the city, so the Mishnah said, the Gemara says, there in Sati, only measure to those cities, they're only Bobbechezbon, if they have a bezn in them, because you have to have Ziknei Haida. You have to have a local bezn, has to do the Arifa Seglo. How much of a bezn do you need for the Arifa, the local bezn, not for the bezn Agon? So that's the Sheb Shmaitze. Points out that's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. They need a beznav 3, a beznav 23. A lot of times you have a city has the beznav 3 for Didi Mam, doesn't have a beznav 23. It's not such a big city that they're going to have a Didi Nefashis cases that they have to pay salary to 23 people. You're going to sit and twiddle their thumbs. Once every 10 years there's going to be a case of Didi Nefashis. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and Rashi. The Rambam writes in the Mor Nebuchim that the whole idea behind Egla Rufa is we should make a big tumult, and it should become public knowledge, so the police will be able to, if it will become public awareness that somebody was murdered, and everyone will help the police look for the murderer, so then you stand a better chance of bringing the murderer to justice, of punishing him. So the Rambam understands means the Bezna Sanhedrin of 23 who will be able to deal with the case in the event that the police will find the murderer, so they'll be able to deal with the case to decide whether it's Chayiv Mis or not. And Rashi learns that it's a Bezna of 3, not a Bezna of 23. So that's what Tosef points to. Arifa Segla is not a Machlokes Reb Yudah Reb Shimon. Arifa Segla is a Machlokes the Rambam and Rashi, whether it's Bezna of 3 or Bezna of 23. But the Medida Segla, that's the Machlokes. How many representatives does the Bezna Gadol send in order to do the Medida from the Cholo? The Gemara shows the whole Machlokes, whether it's 3 or 5, how all the Tanoim establish it, and they all agree that it has to be members from the Bezna Gadol. The Gemara says, V'yotze heim v'lo shluchan. Here you don't say shluchu shaladim kemaisai. The Bezna Gadol should send other people to measure. That's not acceptable. We don't allow shlucha shaladim kemoisa. The Achronim ask a kasha, maybe the Rishonim ask it also. Why don't you learn out from here that in Kol HaTorah Kula you shouldn't allow shlucha shaladim kemoisa? Why do you learn out from atem gam atem, kein torim agav atem chumas Hashem, that you can make a shlich to be mafish chuma? And here there's a pasuk that says you cannot make a shlich to do the medida. Why do you learn out from chuma to Kol HaTorah Kula and say that Medida Segla Ruch is the Eitzim and HaKlam? Maybe this is the Klam. Then in Kol HaTorah Kula, Shluch HaShalotim is not Kemo Yisai. And by the Hafrash HaStruma, that's the exception to the rule. So that's a question. How did the Tanoim, they had on the one hand, had Psukim that indicate that the Rishlich is by a get, Vishilach, Vishilcha, Malam Shabalo is a Shlich, Malam Shaisha is a Shlich. We know that the Shlich is by a get, we know that the Shlich is by Hakrobus Karbonus. You know that the shlich is by Hafrosh's Truman. You know that there's no shlich is over here. There are other cases also, but there's no shlich. So how do they know to say that's the klal and this is the yetzman klal? Maybe this is the klal and that's the yetzman klal. So that's a good question. When you learn the sugya of shlichas, you got to work on that question. Then the Braisa continues, Amodadu Shafila Nimsa Ba'alil La'ir Sarach La'sok B'medida. You have to do Medida even if it's a dead giveaway. You look, you see where the Cholul is, you see where the two cities are. It's obvious that this city is closer than the other city. So the Gemara says, still, you still have to measure. What kind of halacha is that? So the Minchas Chinuch has a discussion of this topic, very important discussion. What is the nature of the din of the Ir HaKroiv HaLacholom? Is it that Korav is Mavariah, that the murderer probably comes from this city? You can never tell. But is it that Korav is a Birur? Let's say you find a barrel of wine, and that barrel of wine has no labels on it. Doesn't have a label from a kosher winery, doesn't have a label from a non-kosher winery. None of them make any label. You have to know which wine came from the kosher winery, which came from the non-kosher. So you find a barrel of wine, you don't know whether it came from the kosher or non-kosher. So the Gemara says in Baba Basi, you go Basa Korav, whichever vineyard it's closer to, whichever winery it's closer to, we assume that it probably came from that winery. What if one winery, let's say, makes 1,000 barrels a day, puts out 1,000 barrels a day, one winery puts out 3 barrels a day, and I find a barrel of wine? So then you go Basa Roiv. It's the Roiv. Most of the wine comes from the kosher or from the non-kosher winery. So you go Basa Roiv. So the Gemara has all discussion in the second paragraph of Baba Basra. What if Roiv indicates in one direction and Korav indicates in the other direction? Which birur is better? Roiv or Korav? Which birur is better? So the Gemara says, Roiv or Korav, Halcha Machar HaRoiv. So the Gemara asked Akasha, if that's so, that's how we pass. Roiv or Korav, the birur. Roiv is a birur and Korav is a birur. But Roiv is a better birur than Korav. So whenever there's a conflict, Roiv pulls in one direction, Korav pulls in the other direction. So Roiv or Korav, Halcha Machar HaRoiv. That's in the second parak of Baba Basra. So the Gemara asks, so how do you understand the whole institution of Egla Rucha? You measure to the cities. So you say the murderer probably came, the people in this city need a kapara because the murderer probably came from that city, because the cholo, the murdered body, cholo means the murdered person, was found closer to that city than to any other city. But the Gemara says, why don't you say roiv v'korav halacha acharoiv, the ruba the alma? How big is the whole population in this city? 20,000 people, 50,000 people, but there are millions of people in the rest of the world. Why don't you say every case of Egla Ruf, it should be Roiv v'Korav? The Korav is to this city, but to Ruba the Alma. The likelihood is that the murderer came from some other place, because there are millions of people all over the world. So Roiv v'Korav, Halcha Machar HaRoiv. So why does the Korav have to bring the Egla Ruf? So the Gemara answers, V'Yosheves, what does the Gemara say? V'Yosheves Bein HaHorim. It sounds from the Gemara, the only time that you bring an Egla Rufa in a era Kreva Lachalo is if it's very uncomfortable, it's a location that nobody ever goes to visit there. In Tibet or some place that nobody ever goes there. Very secluded place. The only toss up is, did the murderer come from this city or that city? So the city that's closest, we assume he came from that city. But if the city that's further away, it's Taki Yosheb is Bein Aharim, the two cities in the mountains, and one has 5 times the population of the other city. So even if it's closer to this city, but the other city is bigger, so the larger city would bring the Egla Rufa. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara. And if it wouldn't be Yosheves Bein Aharim, then this city, the Ir HaKroiv, wouldn't bring the Egla Rufa. You can't pinpoint which city should bring the Egla Rufa. Ruba the Alma, all the cities in the world, but you don't say everybody has to bring Egla Rufa. But it would cancel the Birur. The Gemara seems to say there, Baba Basra, that Korav is Mechayiv, the Ir HaKroiv HaLacholo, is Betoris Birur. It's Mevar that the murderer came from that city. Whenever there's a Roiv against it, there are two cities. One has a much bigger population than the one that's closer. So it sounds from the Gemara, the one that has the bigger population would bring the Egla Rufa. And if it's not Yosheves Bein Aharim, if it's a regular city that a lot of people go to visit there, so the closest city would not bring Egla Rufa because you have Ruba the Alma. So that Gemara seems to imply that Korav is for the purpose of a birur, that the murderer came from that city. So if it's Betoris birur, so why do you have to near a Ba'alil? If it's Klovid the Tug, it's clear like the day, is like the sun is shining. It's a dead giveaway, the murdered body. The dead body is closer to this city than to that city. So why do you have to? It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah to be Yosek and Medida. Our Gemara sounds like it's a mitzvah, not Betoris birur. The other Gemara says it's Betoris birur. That's a problem. That is a problem. The Rambam never quotes Yosheves Ben Ahar. The Rambam doesn't quote Yosheves Ben Ahar. So that's a fella. Why not? The Gemara sounds like it said the only time you have an Egel Arufa is Yosheves Ben Ahar. Otherwise, what does it help that the murdered body, the killed body, is closer to this city, but you always have the Ruba de Alma against it? So the Rambam is a problem. It's a stir in the Gemaras, and the Rambam is a problem. He didn't quote the Maskanas HaGemara. So the Mishnas Yankiv has in his Sefer, in Kohelos Yankiv. Kohelos Yankiv has Chuvis and has Chidushim on Seder Moed. So he has a suggestion on the Rambam. It's questionable. He says, maybe the Gemara meant to say, it's a Dechik, maybe the Gemara meant to say, since there is a possibility of a case of Yosheves Ben Aharim, in which case the Korev, the Kurva, will be Mevarer, where the murderer came from. So the Rambam understood, since that's possible, so the Torah meant Korev as Xeris HaKosuv. If it would never be a Birur at all, if Korev is never Mevarer anything, so it doesn't make sense that the Torah should say, Era Korev HaLacholo, should be Negel HaRufa. But it means that since there is a case, if the cities are Yosheves Ben Aharim, then Kurva is Mevara, where the murderer came from. So the Torah made it into a loy plug. So even sometimes you have loy plugs there, I say. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a long essay where he quotes many different Gemaras, many sources in the Rishonim, that you have a concept of loy plug there, I say. Not just loy plug Rabbanon, loy plug Adinim there, I say as well. He quotes many sources. He quotes one of them is the Ramban HaChumash, that really Oichel is not Mekabotum unless it has a Hechsher. The idea behind it is that Mashkim transmit tuma. It's like they're conductors of electricity. They're conductors of heat. So they're conductors of tuma. So really, if you have oichel that has mashke on it and a dove tummy touches it, so the mashke is a conductor of tuma. So really, the oichel should only be mekabel tuma calls man that it's still moist with the mashke on it. Once you rinsed it off and you dried it off, then it shouldn't be mekabel tuma. Rabban al chumash, right? That's a loplug derais. That's an example of a loy plug there, I say. The ikedin really should only make sense, should only apply when the oichel still has the mashka on it. It's a loy plug there, I say. It's mekabel tuma, even if it dried off. So here also, that's how the Mishkanos Yankiv wants to suggest. And it's safe for Kohelos Yankiv. Because there was a case of Yosheves Ben Aharim, and in that case, the Kurva will be Mevara. So the Torah said that Korav should always be Koveya. Korav should always be Koveya. It's a difficult, it's a problematic topic. And when the Gemara said if you have two cities, the Cholol is closer to one city, but the other city has 10 times the population of the closest city. So the simple reading in the Gemara is, Rav Karav Halacha Achar Haroiv, that the city that has the bigger population brings the Egel Arufa. So the Menachas Chinuch gets all excited. He writes, during his lifetime, they printed the Tosis Rid al Ashas. And the Tosis Rid on Baba Basra, on that Gemara, Tosis Rid every so often has some original interpretation. He's not from the Bali Ateis, not from the regular Bali Ateis. He lived in Italy. So he has on that Gemara, not that Roy Bekorev, the city that's Rochaik, but it's the biggest city, has 10 times the population of the closest city. Not that the biggest city brings the Egel Arufa. How can it be? Medida is a Xeris HaKosov, even if it's a dead giveaway, you have to measure. I feel the nearer Balila, it's a classic Medida. So you see that it's a Chok, it's a Xeris HaKosov, not just to be Kaveya to ascertain where the murderer came from. So how can the Gemara say that Roy Bekorv, the city that's further away, brings the Egel Arufa, who has 10 times the population? So the Tosis Rid has a Pshat in Gemara that Eman Chaskan is all excited about. It doesn't mean the other city brings, it means that nobody brings. If Roiv Korev is a Xeris HaKosuv, right, Tzorach Lasek Ben Medida, even if it's a dead giveaway, but it also has to serve as a Biru. So if there are two cities, one is Rochek, but it's 10 times the population, so then neither city will bring. The Korev doesn't bring because it doesn't appear that the murderer came from the city. And the Rochek doesn't bring because it's a Xeris HaKosuv, only the Korev brings. You have to have Korev B'Torah's both, the Tosis Rid says, both B'Torah's Biru, as well as Bataris Gzeris HaKosov.
You make Medida.
You can do what?
Don't do the Medida.
No, but the Medida, this city is closest.
I understand, but that's still the Gzeris HaKosov that maybe they don't bring the Egel Arufa, but the Medida,
I mean, you should do Medida even though it's not going to lead up to an Egla Rufa. I don't know about that. Medida means, if you do Medida, that's the beginning of, which mitzvah is it? Not the mitzvah of Medida. No, mitzvah Medida is the beginning of the mitzvah of Egla Rufa. So if you know that, you're not going to lead up to Egla Rufa because it's going to be a Roy Vikarev. So, you do Medida, that it should lead up to the bringing up the Egla Rufa. But if you know in advance it's a dead giveaway, it's not going to lead up to anything. I don't think you do Medida that. I don't think so. Yeah.
So the Rambam, again, said more in the Bukhim, says the whole point of this is to like basically to make the
Pearson.
There's a coal, right? And then,
yeah.
And then you got to bring in the murder. So if so, what's the point? What's the point of the korban, and what's the point of the stuff that the Makar says about how the people in this town didn't
it's not a korban. It's not a korban. It's a ceremony. Egla Rufa is not. It does not have kedushas korban.
So what's the point of the ceremony then? Meaning, it seems to be like almost like a kapara for the town for not watching over the guy, and you know, especially what they say, like, oh, we didn't kill him and we didn't see him and all these things. There seems to be, of course, it would go by Karu and not by Ro, because we don't care about who murdered him. We care about which town was more responsible to look after him. So, and in that case, that means that all these gemaras would end up making sense. That it should be based on Karu, and Rove shouldn't play a role at all.
Why?
Because it doesn't matter about who killed him. It matters who was which town was responsible for looking after him.
The Bezdin says here, then a lo shavchu. They said the Mishnah says in Saita, then lo shavchu lo patanu b'lo mazan b'lo levia. The one who was murdered didn't pass through our town. So it sounds like we're measuring to determine which city the murdered person came from. And the Gemara says, no, you're measuring to determine where the murderer came from. Whichever city is closest, let's say we know who the guy is. We know who the dead body is. But we know which city he comes from. But we don't care which city he comes from. We care which city the murderer comes from. We don't know the Mexico. We can know who he is, the dead body, but we don't know who the murderer is. So we assume that the murderer probably came from the closest town. But if you have Rav Yekarov, so then Rav is a better biru. So then the Medida is not going to be Mevar or anything. It's not we assume that the Rav, the city with the bigger population, is probably where the murderer came
from. So what's the point of the Lashon, then, of the person who brings the
why did they say Adena lo shavchas Adam hazeh in the sense of loy petanu b'loy mazan b'loy levia? I don't know. That's a good question. Why are they talking about the murdered person? If the whole idea of measuring is to determine where the murderer came from, that's a very good question. I don't know.
The whole idea is just to make a lot of press and hopefully find out who the guy is. So his wife is in Aguna and find out who the murderer is. If we do find out...
Well, the wife is not in Aguna. The husband is dead. We know he's dead.
But we don't know who he is. We have to identify.
Sometimes we do know, sometimes we don't know. Okay. Okay.
So, assuming we know everything, we know who he is and we know who killed him, it worked. Do we still bring the Egla Rufa?
No, you only bring the Egla Rufa. Lo know the Mexico. If an Eidechid says, I know Reis Yahoreg, then you don't bring Egla Rufa. Even though Eidechid is not enough to give any conviction at all. If Eidechid says Reis Yahoreg, you don't bring an Egla Rufa. The Ferish and Mishnah is like that. Because it says, Lo know the Mexico. The measuring is to determine where the murderer came from. You're asking a good question. The Mishnah says, Bezdin says, Yadenu lo shavchu, we're not responsible that the Harug did not come liyadenu, upatanu, below Bazan, below Levir. That's a good question. Then the Minhaschina quotes, this is a serious question. Then the Minhaschina quotes a story in Yuma, the beginning of the second Perek, that in the early years in the Beis HaMikdash, how did they determine who has the right to shech the karbonis? To do the Kabbalah Saddam, the Halacha Saddam. So he used to run towards the Kevish, towards the Mizbech, and whoever got there first had the right to do the Shechitas. Everybody's running with their knives. So on one occasion, one guy beat out another guy. So the guy who lost was so angry, he took his knife that was right to Shech, and he stabbed the first guy who won the race. He stabbed the death, he killed him. And then the Gemara tells a strange story. The father of the one who was killed, so when they pulled out the knife from his son's body, so the son was still alive a little bit, and then he was mefarper, he was mefarches, till he finally died. So the father lifts his hands up and says, Baruch Hashem, the knife didn't become tamei. His son was just killed in the Beis HaMikdash. His son was just murdered in front of everybody. So Baruch Hashem, the knife didn't become tamei. So the Gemara says, what a tragedy it is that they were more concerned about the Tumas Klei Beis HaMikdash than they're concerned about a human life. The son was murdered. Then the Gemara says they were delivering Hespedim, so they said, who's going to bring an Egel Arufa? Should Yerushalayim bring an Egel Arufa? Should the Azora bring? Should the Kohanim bring? Who's going to bring the Egel Arufa? So the Minhas Chinuch has a discussion. What if Kimotze Chalav Adoma, if you find a person murdered in the middle of the city, not in between the cities on the highway, and you have to measure to the cities Svivus HaChol to establish which city is closest. You find the murdered body in the middle of the city. So do you say, you don't have to measure, here it is, this city brings the Egel Arufa, this is a Karev, he was found murdered in the city? Or do you say, no, since there's nothing to measure, you know, maybe the Medida is Likuva. If you didn't do Medida, then you don't bring the Egel Arufa. So if the murdered person, if the dead body, the Cholol, is found Chutzlayer, then you can do Medida. So then the Medida is Kaveya, the Chiyuv, to bring Egel Arufa for that city. But if you find a dead body in the middle of the city, what are you going to measure? From the dead body to the end of the city? That does make sense. There's nothing to measure. So since there's no Medidas, and maybe there's no Egel Aruf. Yeah, but the Gemara has the discussion. He was killed in the middle of the Azara when he was running towards the Mizbeach. And he won the race, and then the runner-up, the second guy, stabbed the first guy to death in the Beis HaMikdash. And he said, who's going to bring the Egel Aruf? You really bring... The whole thing was a mistake. No damihiko. We know who he killed him in front of everybody. We know who he is. So there is no Egel Arufa, if you know who it is. So can you tell anything from that hesped that they delivered who should bring the Egel Arufa? The din is Yerushalayim doesn't bring Egel Arufa. The Gemara says in the end of Perek Merubah, Bava Kama, Asar Dinim Nemru B'Yerushalayim, 10 special Dinim, because Yerushalayim lo nitzchalka b'shvatim, there's a machlokes hatanoim. We assume the halacha like the Tana, Yerushalayim lo nitzchalka b'shvatim. Yerushalayim belonged to all of Klal Yisrael. When Avraham Avinu walked around the borders of Eretz Yisrael, he acquired ownership, and then it went to Yerusha, to Yitzchak, to Yankov, to the Shvatim, and so on. Then, until they made the Chalukah, Eretz Yisrael belonged to the whole Klal Yisrael. Then they made the Chalukah. So they made a Chalukah to Shvatim, and then the Mishpachas, and then the Yechidim. So Yerushalayim, they never made a Chalukah to Shvatim. Yerushalayim remained in the ownership of Klal Yisrael. That's how we assume. So the Pasuk says, Ki motza chol ba'adom asher shamakach nasun l'chol Lishvatecha, the din of Egel Aruf only applies if you're measuring the cities that were nischalka lishvatim. Asher Hashem lakech nasin l'cha lishvatecha. Since Yerushalayim lo nischalka lishvatim, so Yerushalayim never brings an Egel Aruf. So the Minchas Chinuch says, so the whole hesped that they said, who should bring the Egel Aruf, just to get the people to cry. Yerushalayim never brings an Egel Aruf. So you can't derive anything from the hesped. It's not a hesped to be marabechi. Can't derive anything, or can you derive? If it wouldn't have been Yerushalayim, the city would have brought an Egel Arufa, even though there's nothing to measure. There's not shech to make any medida, because it was found in the city. So that's the Minchas Chinuch is not sure. What can you derive, if anything, from the hesped that the Gemara records?
Why can't you measure?
You can measure from the dead body to where?
To right where he is. Saying, what's the difference if it's 1 foot outside the city, so you measure the 1 foot? So here, you
there's
from
a distance to measure.
You measure
the 1 foot.
You measure from the head, from the chotem. So you measure the distance to the ground, the 2 inches. You measure. What's the difference?
What do you mean to the ground? He is on the ground.
You measure,
he is on the ground.
So you bring a stick, and the measurement says zero, and that's the measurement. But you can still measure.
But you know what it is? It's measuring from one place to the other. There are no 2 points over here. There's only 1 point. The heart of the Gemara has the machlekes. If they chopped off the guy's head, cholo, Isis, they chopped off his head. If you know he was killed by Goyim, then there's no Egel Aruf, only if you think he was murdered by Jews. So let's say they chopped off a head. And the head is over there and the body is over here. So the Gemara says when the Bez Nagorim sends the 3 of the 5 representatives, they have to measure from Svivus HaCholol. They have to, either they bring the body to the head or they bring the head to the body. So that's a Machlokes HaTanai, which one do you bring to which? But you have to have the whole body intact in order to measure from, you don't just make a demarcation on the ground where the body was found. You have to leave the mace there. You have to bring either the head to the body or the body to the head. Yeah, but what is that a measure? What is that a measure? You have the dead body, so it's on this location in the ground. What are you going to measure from here to here? Zero. You have to have 2 points. You have to have 2 points to measure from point A to point B. The point is the machlokes hatanai, from the heart, from the brain. Where do you measure from? Machlokes is there in the end of Saito. But the pashtus in the middle of the city is not shach to make any measurements. So that's the shach. There's the measurement likufa near a balil. It's a mitzvah to do medida, even though you know in advance what it is. But at least there's some medida. You're measuring to be mitzarifit to this city. Here it is in this city. So it's not shach to make any measurements. So it's unclear. It's unclear what's the story with the korev. Korev is for the bira purpose to be inferred that the murderer came from the city. A korev is a gzeris hakosuv. Very unclear. You got to learn through that sugya in Bava Basra, and it's still going to be unclear. If you learn the sugya, it's still going to be unclear. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Masisim d'loikai tana d'tanya. There's a brisa, Rav Leizer ben Yankiv came up with an einfal that it's not sufficient if you have the three of the five representatives from the Bez Nagodol measuring for the purpose of Egla Rufo. When you do the measuring, you have to have also the Melech, and you have to have the Kohen Gadol. Have to be there also. The Kohen Gadol has to be careful not to become Tomei. It's not a Meis Mitzvah. There are other people there. There are other people there. The Kohen Gadol has to be careful not to become Tomei. So the Gemara is not sure what exactly does Rav Leizer ben Yankiv disagree with the Psak HaMekubal. The Gemara says, Yiboyle, Rav Leizer ben Yankiv, B'chod HaPalag, he disagrees on one issue, or B'tat Pal, he disagrees on Melech and Kohen Gadol. That's already two things. He says when you do the Medida, you need the Medida should be done under the auspices of the Melech and the Kohen Gadol in addition to the three or five representatives in the Bez Nagadol. That's the whole machlokes that he disagrees. Avob Sanhedrin, but how many members of the Bez Nagadol have to come? Either Kereb Yudah or Kereb Shemin, either three or five. He doesn't disagree on that. Oy Dilma, perhaps we should assume Sanhedrin Nami Pali Namakula Sanhedrin Bina. Maybe Rav Leizer ben Yankiv sounds like he requires all the 71 members of the Bez Nagadol. Not sufficient three or five representatives in the Bez Nagadol. Just like you need the Melech and the Kohen Gadol, you need the whole Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, he's going to be poshut the shayla toshma. There is a din of Zalka Mamre, that if the Zalka Mamre paskins against the psak of the Bez Nagadol, he's chayiv misa, but that's only if the psak of the Bez Nagadol was issued malamet shamakim gurim. If the Bez Nagadol was yeshvim bim kaimam at the time that they gave the psak. If the Bez Nagadol was not yeshvim bim kaimam, so there wouldn't be a chiyuv misa on the one who paskins against him. So the Brisa gives an example, mitzo'on abes pagi. The Zaken Mamre bumped into the 71 members of the Bez Nagadol, and they were all on Beis Pagi. Beis Pagi is not a location. Now in Eretz Yisrael, the place is called Pagi, Pei Aleph Gimel Yud, Pei Aleph Agudas Yisrael. This has nothing to do with that. This is like Hamora Beis Pageho. You have a Hamora with a what do you call it? Around it. What do you call it?
Bridle.
Yeah. So that's called Beis Pagi, something that's attached to something else. That's called Beis Pagi. So Beis Pagi means a location on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. It's a generic term, but it's not a name of a location. There are places that are called Beis Pagi, Pailagudis Yisro, but that it's not a name of a place. It means a description of a place. Beis Pageho. So if the Zaken Mamre meets all the 71 members of the Bez Nagadol, they're on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. They're not in the Lishkas Hagozis, and they gave a psak v'himra aleim, and he paskins against them. He's a zalkan mamre, he paskins against them. Yochel te amros hamra, maybe he's chayv mis the time lama v'kato lis ala mokum alamish hamokum gerb. This is the question, what is the mokum? What is the mokum? So Tosis raises the question over here. Malamit shah hamokum gerim. By my sushenin says, v'chaltus sham lefnei sham alakecha, kim ala mokum shivcha sham alakecha. You shouldn't losilcha lechol b'sherecha. You should not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni or kachim kalim, whatever you please. Kim ala makam shiv Hashem. So what's the makam shiv Hashem? The whole city Yerushalayim. That's the makam over there. So maybe the makam over here means the kamto valisa ela makam malamish hamakam gorim. Maybe the makam means anywhere in Yerushalayim. Some rishonim say the verse like that. Anywhere in Yerushalayim is hamakam gorim. Beis Pagia is already on the outskirts, outside of Yerushalayim. But if it would be in Yerushalayim, it would be Mokum Gorm. So Taisus doesn't agree. Taisus says, Avagavta b'mayshehen, k'siv nami Mokum, b'mayshehen echem b'chol hu'ir, hochagav b'sanhedrin, lo mikrim Mokum l'lishkas ha'gozes. Wow, we somach l'mach neshchinim. Taisus says, you're only lishkas ha'gozes. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara says that 40 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni, Golso Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin went into a self-imposed galus. That says in Seder Olam, the history book written by the Tana Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says, what's the halachic relevance? Rabbi Yossi is not Stam writing history. Everything is halachic relevance. So the Nafkimina Ladina is that Bot Ladina Nefashis all over the whole wide world. There's one big system of Sanhedrin. So you can only have a Sanhedrin Tana functioning, the Bezna of 23 functioning to administer Dina Nefashis, if they're connected to the Supreme Court, to the Sanhedrin Gdoila, which is Bim Kaimam. But if Sanhedrin Gdoila went into self-imposed Golos, they went into exile, so then the whole Dina Nefashis collapsed. So the Gemara says they left the Lishka Sargozes, they went to Chanus. Chanus is another location in Yerushalayim. It's also in Yerushalayim. But it says from that time on, from 40 years before the Churban Bayit Sheni, from the year 30, they already stopped being done Dina Nefashis. So you see, Malamed Shalmakim Gorem, means Mamish Namakam of Lishka Sargozi. That's what Tesis says. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara, that Botla Dina Nefashis from that time on. And other Rishonim say not so. Other Rishonim, the Rasha Mishnai seems to say. Lama Shambakam Garam is anywhere in Yerushalayim. It sounds more Pashtus like Tesis, that it's only the Lishka Sargozi. Bez Nagodl has to meet in the Beis Hamikdash. 40 years before the Churban Bayit Sheni, when the Sanhedrin went into Golus, that was already considered the beginning of the Churban Abayis, because the Sanhedrin is one of the institutions of the Beis Hamikdash. So if you have a Beis Hamikdash that has all the karbonos running, functioning fine, but it doesn't have a Bez Nagodol, that's incomplete Beis Hamikdash. That's already considered Ascholas HaChurban. So the Mishnahs have, the 40 years before the Churban Bayit Sheni, they already instituted, the Gemara in the end of Sota, they already instituted certain aspects of Avelus over the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, because that's considered the Haskola of the Churban, when the Bez Nagodol went into self-imposed exile. Yeah, okay, so the Braisa has Metzona Beis Pagi, the Chacham meets all the members of the Bez Nagodol, and they're on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, and they gave a Psak for Imar Alem, he paskins against them. And Tosis learns Mokam means it has to be Dafka in Lishka Sargozes. And other Rishonim say anywhere in Yerushalayim is also good. So the Gemara says, the Gemara wants, Rabbi Yosef wants to know, Denofakam, how many members of the Bez Nagodol did he bump into over there? How many left the Lishka Sargozes? I Lema, Miktsasan, if you should say, I Lema. If you say some of the members of the Bez Nagodol were there, but not all of them. So the Gemara says, Dilma Hanach Deika Gavoi Kaimi Kavasai. Maybe those who will remain behind in the Lishka Sargozes will agree La Halacha with the Zaken Mamre. So how can he give him the death penalty if he passes against these Chachamim? But maybe those who were left behind in the Lishka Sargozes would not have passed like that. Ala Pshita Nerafikulu. You have to assume that all 71 left the Lishka Sargozes, and all 71 are on the base pagi. So the Gemara wants to know, Lamai, why did they leave the Lishka Sargozes? Elaim, Lidvar Hoshuas. Stam, we went for no good reason. In fact, they're not allowed to. Mimotza Nafki, Valksivi, learn out from a Pasuk, Sharech HaGanas HaYech Sa'amozeg, that you have to always have 23 people. 23 is the number of a Sanhedrin Tana. 71 is the number of a Sanhedrin Deva. So true, someone has to go to the base HaKisa. Someone is hungry, wants to eat lunch. Someone didn't dab mincha, whatever, shachris, whatever, say hello. Whatever excuse they have, but you always have to see to it that there should be 23 rabbanim remaining behind. So it can't be that all 71 went to the base pagi, some for no good reason. So Tosfos says, what's the shaila? What are you trying to ascertain why they went? Tosfos says, ilema. They sit in the base, in the Lishka Sargozes all day and all night. They don't go home to their wives. No, they go home. They go home at the end of the day. Tosfos quotes, they used to go home. The Gemara says that's what we pointed out. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin points out that the Bez Nagodol meets every day of the year, even Shabbos and Yontif. Other Batidinim don't meet on Shabbos and Yontif because they ain't done him, because of the Gzeir Hashem Yichtov. But the Bez Nagodol, the main role of the Bez Nagodol is not so much to Paskan Dine Torah. How often is it going to come? You have an issue of Yidachas, a Novi Hasheker, or a Kohen Gadol. It doesn't come up so often. The Dorim Sashevet is a dispute between the Shvatim about a certain city, whether it belongs, whether this Shevet has jurisdiction, that Shevet has jurisdiction. So the inter between one Shevet and another, they need the Bez Nagodol to decide. How often does such a case come up? Once in 100 years, once in 500 years. Not going to come up so often. So why does the Bez Nagadol have to meet Bechlal all the time? The answer is, the Rambam says that the Amudi HaHera Ikat Torah Shebal Peh, that's the Koilel of Klal Yisradis. So they meet every day, even Shabbos and Yontif. And other Bati Dinim do not meet on Shabbos and Yontif, because the whole role of the other Bezin is to be done. Vein Donim Zeri Shem Yichtov. But this is a Koilel. So Koilel, why don't you say Zeri Shem Yichtov, write the Chidush HaTorah? I don't know. Maybe it's before they're allowed writing Chidush HaTorah. But it's private notes, so that the Rambam says they always had private notes. I don't know. So the Rambam brings out two differences. One difference was the Bez Nagadol used to meet even on Shabbos and Yontif. And the second difference was the Bez Nagadol had longer hours. They remained in the Lishka Sagozis till the Tamas Shel Bein Abayim. Other Bati Dinim didn't stay in session. The courts in New York City, they don't stay in session until after the Tamas Shel Bein Abayim. Much earlier. Because the Bez Nagadol is supposed to be the Koilel of Klal Yisrael, so they're supposed to learn all day and all night. Okay, then they go home at night. So Tosfos says, what's the difficulty? How can it be that everybody left the Lishka Zagos? Why not? One of them made a bar mitzvah, made a chasen, and made a shevet brachos, and everybody came to the party. And all 71 members were there. A base pagi, it was after hours. To make a chasen after hours. So Tosfos says, the Gemara didn't think that's the case, because they wouldn't all be together. The only time you have a din of Zaka Mamre is the 471 Paskin, and then he goes against them. But how are you going to get all 71? They came to a bar mitzvah, they came to a shabbat, to a chasana. They're not all going to discuss his issue. So the Gemara thought they came as functioning as the Bez Nagadol. Where do you have all 71 going to Beis Pagi Chutzlan functioning as the Bez Nagadol? So that's what the Rav Yosef says. Rav Yosef, he's going to be Poshe Toshma from his Braise. That how can it be that all 71 members left El Pshita L'Dvar Mitzvah? They went to some kind of a function where it's required that you need all the 71 members. Hey Chidami, what did they go for? What Dvar Mitzvah? Must be Lav L'Medina, Seg L'Arufa. They probably went to measure to determine for the issue of Eg L'Arufa. What? And Yerushalayim is the closest city. Beis Pagi. Beis Pagi means on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. They're measuring to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim should be an Egla Rufa. Then Yerushalayim does bring an Egla Rufa because Len is Chalka L'Shvatim. So there's something not Beseder over here with this Gemara. I don't know. So Rabbi Yisrael says it must be Lav Hechidami. Lav L'Medidas Egla. It must be that all the 71 members had to go from Medidas Egla Rufa. It goes on blessing. But Yankiv that he disagrees with the whole Mishnah. Not that you send three or five representatives of the Bez Nagadol. Send all the 71 representatives. So that was Rabbi Yosef who was guessing. He thinks that must be Pshat in the Brice. Tosfos says he could have said Pshat that he had a chasana and all 71. No, Rabbi Yosef didn't think that fits in. How can it be at a chasana? They're all going to sit at different tables. They're not going to discuss his shayla. The Zalkamar Mishai. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Tanikabasa de Rabbi Yosef, there's a Brice that says explicitly, like Rabbi Yosef said, the same din, and the Brice gives the example. What's on a base pack of him? I learned Kigon. She also did this egg law rule for all the house of Halil of Azaz, one or the other. Yeah, what's the other din that you need all the 71 members of the Bez Nagadol? That is no machlokes on. When you're Mosif and Aliyah Val Azarais, so you have to have Bez Nagadol has to decide, and then you have to have a ceremony. So the ceremony consists of Shtei Toidus Ubishir. They have to bring two Toidus and they stand one next to each other and they say, the border of Yerushalayim should be extended from there to here. So they're bringing a carbon toida, and they bring two carbon toidas, one next to the other. So the carbon toida that's on the outside side, and the Bez Nagadol, all the 71 members of Bez Nagadol march around the whole new Yerushalayim, the new borders of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim used to be smaller, and now Bez Nagadol declares, we have to add on more room, that so many people come to eat carbon Pesach. You have to eat carbon Pesach in Yerushalayim. Is that enough room? And you can't build a hotel in the lead on every floor because the Gemara says, Gagamal is Lenis Kacha, you have to eat Korban Pesach on the ground floor. Ground floor, and the Jewish population keeps on getting bigger and bigger, so you have to add on to Yerushalayim. People come to eat Maaseh Sheni, so you have to make Yerushalayim bigger. So when you're Moisef al Yerushalayim, you bring two Toidas. So the Toida that's on the outside side that you're going to burn, because we say that's Nifsal B'yot, so the Toida that's on the inside side, we decided here's the border. Instead of a smaller border, this used to be the border, so now this is going to be the border. So the 71 members of the Sanhedrin go in a procession, singing Pirkei Tehillim. The Gemara in Shavuos discusses which chapters from Tehillim did they sing. And then they have the two carbonous titers. So the carbon titer that's on the inside side, they eat. That's not Nisrog, the carbon titer. That's on the outside side, we say that was Nifsal B'yotz. Really, they should have both been Nifsal B'yotz. Because until you do the Kiddush, so the Tosefes Al Ha'ir isn't Miskadesh B'kdushas Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim used to be so small. So it used to be the size of the Gemara in the, on the page. Now they want to make it bigger. So until you do the ceremony of going the Shtei Titus of Bashir, the Hoysofa, the area that Nitaisu doesn't have Kedushas Yerushalayim yet, doesn't have Yerushalayim. So he took the carbon Taita Chutz Yerushalayim, Nifsal B'yotze. But then, once you're going to walk around and sing the Pirkei Tehillim with all the 71 members of the Bez Magdala procession, then it's going to be Niskadesh Mikan Al Habo. Should be Niskadesh Mikan Al Habo.
But the
inside Tvodah
never left, right?
The inside what?
The inside Tvodah never left the old borders.
Never left the old borders?
Isn't that what it is? That's inside, it's on the edge of the old border, and the outside Tvodah is the new one.
I don't think so. I think they're both on the new border. We have to look there in the Gemara Shavuos. I think they're both on the new border, and we say, Boin Ka'achas. We say that, strictly speaking, you're taking it Chutz L'Yerushalayim, so really, it really should be Nifsal B'Yotzeh, but this is the way you have to be Mekadesh Yerushalayim. So you take the Toida, and the Toida is only kosher if you take the Toida Chutz Yerushalayim becomes Nifsal. So you take it till the edge of the area where you want to be Mekadosh. So that's the halacha, that you have to burn the outer one, and the inner one you eat.
What's the outer one going to? You're saying they're right next to each other? What's the...
I think they're right next to each other.
And the little space in between them is the new border?
No, no. The border is on the outside of the outside one.
The border is the outside of the outside one?
Yeah. But since they took it before they did this ceremony, so the halacha says you have to burn the outside one. The inside one should have also been Nifsal B'yotzeh. The answer is Boin Ke'echad. So Boin Ke'echad, they should both be kosher. So the Gemara says, Kach Ne'emar halacha, that the inside one you eat and the outside one you burn. You have to look in the Gemara Shavuos. I think that's what it says.
They're makir then, outside over there?
No, they shecht it and they zark the dam on the Mizbech in the Azara. They already went to Kaddish Nazar a long time ago. Now they want to be Moisef al Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is so big, they want to make it so big. So they bring two Titus, and the Titus can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So if they bring the two Titus next to the edge of the border, which they want to add on, so on the one hand, they already took it out of Yerushalayim, because until now, Yerushalayim ended over here. On the other hand, we say, Boin Ke'echa, the Kiddush is coming simultaneously with their bringing of the Titus over there. So neither should be Nifsal. So the halacha Moshe Messina says you burn the outside one and you eat the inside one.
Then they're makir of two titus, they mark around the new borders and then they schlep them out. They schlep out the
titus. They're makir the two titus in the Azara on the Mizbeah. And then they can take the titus anywhere. Titus are kachim kalim, so you can eat it b'chol ho'ir, anywhere in Yerushalayim. So you're allowed to take it all the way to the edge of the border of Yerushalayim. So now they take it, the edge of the border used to be here. Now they want to expand it. So they take the two titus further out. So should have both been Nifsal right away? The answer is no, but this is the ceremony to be Mekadosh, the extra area, the Hoysofer. So we say, Boin Ke'achas, the Kiddush of the area comes simultaneously with the taking out of the Karbonis, so neither should be Nifsal B'yotzeh. But Kach Ne'emar Halacha, the outside one you burn, even though they're both on the inside side of the new border. You shouldn't have really burnt either of them.
What makes it outside? They're both inside, what makes it outside?
Because it's further away from the Sid. Here's Yerushalayim, here's the Beis HaMikdash. So here I have two people walking with carbon toida around the whole border of the new Haisafer. So the one that's further out, further away from the Beis HaMikdash, that's the Chitzayna. And the Toida HaPanimis is the one that's closer to the Beis HaMikdash, closer to Yerushalayim, closer to the old Yerushalayim. That's the Gemara in Shavuos. That's how you Yemosef Aliyot Varazaras, by bringing Shtei Toidas of Bishir.
They had a Gemara before where they were Moshev and
Sanhedrin, and they asked where did they go, others go, so they said maybe they went to Medina. Taisa said, yeah, where did they go? Taisa said, that's talking about Sanhedrin 23. Taisa said, where did they go? Chayshin l'kvaitim shavashayin. Taisa says, they went to Medina Segla Rufa. Yes, yeah, so that's not accurate. The Bez Nagodol has to send three or five people, or all of them. But that, they don't send the Bezna of 23, the Gemara of the Farish. So Medina Segla Ruf, you need Bezna Gadol. Stamra Sanhedrin of 23 is not good. So So the Tosis meant Ayin Shum. They meant just like they went for some Dvar Mitzvah. The 23 members must have dispersed for some Dvar Mitzvah was necessary. Otherwise, why'd they disappear? They started the Dintar of the Motzei Shem with 23. They should have finished with all the 23. So they mean V'chulei. Some Dvar Mitzvah or another. Yeah. So the Gemara said to Machlekes HaTanaim, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov holds, in addition to the Melech and the Kohen Gadol, you need all 71 members of the Bez Nagal. We don't pass like that. We pass in 3 or 5 and that's it. Okay. What time are we going to learn tomorrow? Tomorrow is a normal day. Every day the sun new here. Tomorrow is Wednesday. So for Yom Arvi, what time is Shira on Wednesday? 12:45? Nothing happening tomorrow. I have nothing on my calendar. Okay. 12:45.
The Rebbe can just send an email to call her after Shir.
I should call her. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.